In an announcement that has sent ripples through the gambling industry, Norway has reported a striking decrease in the incidence of problem gambling. According to a recent survey, the prevalence of problem gambling has halved over the past decade, a testament to the efficacy of the country's measures to promote responsible gaming. The data came from Norway's Survey of Living Conditions, a periodic study of various aspects of the country's population, including health, housing, and education. The latest iteration of this survey, conducted in 2020, included a section dedicated to gambling behaviors and the associated risks. According to the survey, problem gambling prevalence has significantly declined from 1.4% of the adult population in 2010 to 0.7% in 2020. This represents an absolute reduction of 50%, indicating that the country's responsible gambling initiatives have borne fruit. These initiatives are the result of concerted efforts by the Norwegian government and gaming industry stakeholders to curb problem gambling. These have included stricter regulations, including the introduction of a state monopoly over gambling operations, and an increased focus on educating the public about the risks associated with gambling. Norway's progress in reducing problem gambling prevalence serves as a beacon to the international gaming community, demonstrating that a balanced approach can foster a healthier gambling environment. The results underscore the importance of regulatory oversight and the promotion of responsible gaming. However, while the decrease in problem gambling rates is certainly a cause for celebration, the survey also revealed that there's still work to be done. For instance, although overall problem gambling rates have declined, the survey found that certain demographic groups remain disproportionately affected. Men, particularly those aged 25 to 34, were identified as having a higher risk. Furthermore, the study highlighted the prevalence of problem gambling among those with low income and education levels, indicating a correlation between socioeconomic status and gambling problems. This points to a need for targeted interventions that address the specific risks faced by these vulnerable groups. Despite these challenges, Norway's progress in tackling problem gambling offers a glimmer of hope. The country's experience suggests that with careful regulation, public education, and industry commitment, it is possible to create a safer gambling landscape. The success story of Norway in the realm of problem gambling regulation underscores the importance of a balanced and proactive approach. It is an example that other jurisdictions could look to as they grapple with similar issues. Responsible gambling is an issue that lies at the heart of the gaming industry. The rise of online gaming has made gambling more accessible than ever before, and while this has its benefits, it also brings new challenges. The Norwegian experience serves as a reminder that these challenges can be addressed. The halving of problem gambling prevalence over a decade is a significant achievement, one that speaks to the power of targeted regulation and public awareness campaigns. However, the job is not done. The survey results underscore the importance of continued vigilance, of ensuring that those who remain vulnerable to problem gambling receive the support they need. Moreover, the gaming industry must also continue to play its part. Operators should uphold high standards of corporate social responsibility, promoting safe gaming practices and implementing measures to protect players. Ultimately, Norway's success in reducing problem gambling prevalence serves as a powerful testament to the power of collective action. Through the combined efforts of regulators, operators, and the public, it is possible to foster a healthier gaming environment. As the global gaming industry continues to grow, the lessons from Norway are more relevant than ever before. The country's experience serves as a powerful reminder that with the right measures, it is possible to balance the enjoyment of gambling with the need to protect those who are most vulnerable. In conclusion, Norway's strides in combating problem gambling offer hope. They demonstrate that through careful regulation, industry commitment, and public awareness, we can create a safer, more responsible gaming landscape. These lessons should not be lost on the wider gaming community, serving instead as a blueprint for the future of responsible gaming.